their faithful Easter Sunday, and truly this whole octave of Easter is the greatest and most festive and most joyful of all the feasts of the Holy Catholic Church. Nowadays, people pay far less attention to festivities of Easter than they do for Christmas. But when we think, why is that that in church's calendar, Easter is actually ranked higher than Christmas, we find the answer in Holy Week and on this feast of Easter. Even though it was a great and glorious and extremely joyful instance when our Lord was born at midnight on the first Christmas day, this feast of his resurrection is even greater because it was exactly for the purpose that our Lord would suffer, die, and resurrect that he was born into this world. Jesus was born to us that he might one day die. That little baby whom we venerated last Christmas and whose birthday we celebrated with such great festivity, even during the time of Christmas, we should keep in mind that that little baby would grow up to become a man who would be cursed, put under the curse of sin because of the sins of men, because of the sins and curse targeted to men. He had to go through horrible sufferings, and even worse than sufferings, he would have to go through abandonment and mockery. And even this wasn't enough, but he would die the most hideous and most painful death the mankind's sinful and twisted mind could come up to. But all of these horrible things happened with a purpose, that he might defeat death, he might defeat suffering, and he might defeat sin. Today we see that all of those suffering, all those humiliations and abasements which our Lord went through, they were truly nothing, almost nothing compared to that glorious reward, that glorious end which he faced when Easter Sunday morning finally came. Because our Lord has defeated death, our sufferings, our sins, and our humiliations have also been defeated, all because this little baby born in Bethlehem, he has now fulfilled the purpose why he was born on this earth. Also, when we think how people got the news of this great, truly the greatest news mankind has ever received, they were surprisingly slow in learning about this resurrection of Jesus. Mary Magdalene went on early Sunday morning to the tomb to see if there could be any way how that she could bring costly spices to anoint our Lord once again. She was all concerned, as were the other other women. How on earth would could they move that horrible and very heavy stone which blocked the entrance of them to see their Lord? But when she, namely Saint Mary Magdalene, arrived to the sepulchre, she noticed something astonishing. The stone was removed from the sepulchre, and there was a young man, namely an angel, sitting there. And she saw that the tomb was empty, and a great fear seized her as she looked into the tomb and saw that her Lord's body was not there. she hastily hurried to tell Saint Peter and Saint John the news. You can imagine Saint Mary Magdalene in all distress after the horrible events of our Lord's torture and crucifixion, now being in panic that they have that she has lost even the corpse of her dear Savior. In tears, she sobbed to Saint Peter and Saint John that they, namely his enemies, have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. It's kind of a curious that it never seemed to occur to her that he had risen from the dead. And even though we might wonder that how such a devout disciple of our Lord as Saint Mary Magdalene was, how come she did not connect the dots that our Lord truly had resurrected, because he himself had told all of them that this would happen. But when we think of ourselves, we probably do not wonder her actions so much anymore. After all, our Lord has expressly and very clearly told us not to worry about the things of this world, because we are meant to collect treasures to heaven instead to this world. And still, so often we, like Saint Mary Magdalene, seem to be concerned only about her worldly or earthly or secular things, like she was concerned with the corpse of our dear Jesus. So oftentimes we think that why I have to suffer so much, why do I have some illness, or why do I have financial problems, why do I have problems with my family, or why is everything so much wrong in society. While doing that, we are truly like Saint Mary Magdalene was on Easter Sunday morning, certainly a devout follower of our Lord Jesus, but so often giving into fear and giving into anxiety, even though our Lord has so many times told us that it is in heaven where our home is, and all of these things which happen in this world, it's nothing but a preparation for us entering heaven one day, as he resurrected on this glorious Easter Sunday. Truly, and when Saint Mary Magdalene had given this news to Saint Peter and Saint John about the empty tomb, they, namely the apostles, also hurried to see if that what she told truly had taken place. And there the two apostles, they saw the linens. There was only an empty tomb, and our Lord was not there. This beautiful story, as is told us again in the beautiful sequence of this Easter Sunday Mass. And the apostles realized that if our Lord's corpse would have been stolen by his enemies, the thieves would not left the linens behind, but would have taken them with them. And only now, after our Lord had already resurrected, it started to dawn on the apostles that this is now, it is now taken place what he has said to them many times, and which he had predicted many times would really take place. And they must have realized also that they were truly very slow to get it, and they were truly all have been hesitant about the believing that our Lord had truly resurrected. And when the apostles when the women also returned to the sepulchre after hearing the news of Saint Mary, they saw the angel, and as said, the angel had not arrived there to release Jesus from his tomb. Jesus, in all his glory and resurrection, didn't need anybody to release him, because he, as God, resurrected totally through his own power. But the job of the angel was to roll away the stone from the sepulchre, that the other people, both our Lord's friends and his enemies, everybody might see that the tomb was truly empty. So for us, his followers, as well, whenever we are in temptation of worrying too much, when we worry either for ourselves or for our relatives or for the situations and wars and bad things in this world, let us remember the sight of an empty tomb. That empty tomb is meant as a testimony for us as well. It's like our Lord saying to us after 2,000 years, "Dear children, do not worry all at this time about the things which are not in your power. I have kept my word. I have resurrected, and I have given you my word many times that one day you will resurrect as well." And if our life has been filled with hardships and sorrows, well, that was our Lord's life was as well. Because remember, he was born into this world to suffer because of our sins. So certainly, if we are Christians, followers of Christ, we must be ready to suffer as well. After all, if God Almighty himself suffered, we should be ready to do our part as well. And when St. Paul writes in today's epistle, "Purge out the old leaven," it should be also a reminder to us that even though Easter is now here, our lives have not been ended yet. We are meant to resurrect one day to heaven, but that time is not yet at hand. Before that, we must finish our Holy Week as well. Should God send us joys and blessings, we should rejoice and thank him for that. And should he send us difficulties and sufferings, the duty of a Catholic is to thank him of those as well. We should always keep our Lord's resurrection in our minds and think that that is the end, which is reserved for us as well. Lent is now over, but the purging of our lives from all these useless extra things which belong to this world, that purging should be continual. Remember that doing penance should not be restricted to Lent only. Lent instead should be time of extra penance. But the duty of a Christian and Catholic is to renounce himself every single day if we want to get to the end, which today is right in front of us, namely the resurrection of our dear Lord Jesus. So, dear faithful, hopefully you have had a good and fruitful Lent, and now you can rejoice in the feast of resurrection. Joyfulness lasts for a while, and then we probably face some new problems and sorrows in this life. But like is the circulation of the church here, so it's also our lives. One day we are happy, one day we are sad. But one day, at the end, we will also see our own Easter Sunday, if that resurrection to heaven is such a great and glorious reward. What sacrifice or what sorrow in our lives could be too great in exchange for that? If we carry our cross, with Jesus in the Calvary of our lives, we will also resurrect with him in happiness and into everlasting heavenly life. Have a blessed and a joyful Easter, and may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.